left off.
That was practicing Tim under center, you know, kind of getting the game plan down. Rhythm, is there, you know, is there a buzz about the offense? Is things working?
I mean, for us, it's everything's the same. You know, it's just another guy under center. He's picked up right where Kyle left off, and he's making strides as a player, and we're all just, you know, working together to improve.
Is there a little bit of element of surprise with your receiving core this week? I mean, Eddie hasn't played. You haven't played a ton. Demarius hasn't been in there. Now that B. Lloyd's gone, he kind of was the guy who drew the attention from the safety. I mean, are there some things you can do to, you know, and also, obviously you guys are versatile too, where you've played slot, Eddie's played slot. Do you think they know what they're getting from you guys as a receiving group this
week? About Miami?
Miami, yeah.
I think, I mean, for them it's going to sort of be a surprise as well. You know, we've got guys that can play in any position. And when you have a core of guys that can move anywhere, you know, the defense is not going to know what to expect and when. You can game plan it, but, you know, when it gets in the game and some guys where you're not used to them being, it throws their whole scheme off.
So, I mean, other than Demarius, you guys have all played the slot, right?
Yeah, I mean, we all are familiar inside, outside.
And so you played all three spots?
Yeah.
And then Eric has also?
Yep, Eric has, Eddie has.
Eddie has, except Demarius is the only one.
He's the only one, but, I mean, the way we run our system is he can end up in there, you know, with some of the routes he's used to running, but he might end up in there. You just never know with our formations and shifts and motions and all that.
Is it too early to tell? I mean, obviously, statistically, you look at what B. Lloyd brought to the group. He was brought in here as part of that and being his role. Do you think he can step into that?
Absolutely. I mean, he's a big body, good speed. And you put those two things together, you know, the sky's the limit for someone trying to go down the field.
So it didn't surprise you then. I mean, obviously, losing Brandon, you know, as a teammate's guy in the room might surprise you a little bit, but given the group that you have remaining, you weren't overly surprised that they would have the faith in you guys to...
I think it's a good sign for us. You know, we're all young receivers, and for the front office, the coaches to have faith in all of us is definitely a good sign. And I think we're just, you know, people are going to look past us now until they see what these guys can do with Decker and Eddie, and when they start making these big plays and, you know, all of a sudden they're going to draw double coverage.
Given the threat that Tim brings with the run, and also Willis has had 300-yard games in the last four, do you expect Miami to kind of be a prove-it that you guys have to be able to throw the ball and kind of stack the line?
Absolutely. That's going to be every team from here on out until we do prove it, point blank.
And you relish that.
Yeah, I mean, you expect it. And when they do that, then you just go out there and show them that you can do it and go from there.
Is it important to have that deep threat to spread the field and prevent stacking the box?
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna open up everything. If we can get down the field and we have guys that can run the ball like Willis has been doing, Noshon comes in and makes a big play on third down or whatever it is, you know, that changes everything. That changes their whole scheme.
Does the I know the foundation of the playbook is in, you got to change some things for the different quarterback, but is it a drastic difference from what you guys do?
Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. I mean,
plays
it's not
the same. It's just a different
quarterback. Yeah. I mean, we might have a play with him that we like better than we did with Orton, but right. It's not a play that we haven't run before.
How are you going to be blocking downfield? Are you going to just wait to hear that whistle? I mean, sometimes he's running around back there, and you never know where he is.
You just run until everyone stopped. You know, with him, you never know. So we all know that, and we just keep running.